Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
My name is Matt Gordon, and I've been here at the village teaching three sessions on Eastern religions, particularly focusing on compassion and tolerance within those traditions. We've looked at Hinduism and Buddhism and Jainism and their relationship to compassion and tolerance and connection with our Christian story. I serve as a pastor of a church and also part-time faculty at a community college in Corvallis, Oregon. Eastern religion is something I studied very early on in my life and have found that Eastern practice has provided a sense of balance to my Christian story, and it's been a way in which I've been able to stay focused and be reminded of the important things in my own life. One of the things I struggle with in Christianity is the focus on orthodoxy, kind of the right belief, which is what that word means. It's all about practice, and it's all about how you live your life. And I think in Eastern tradition, there's a lot more emphasis on orthopraxis or right practice, you know, and about who you are as a human being. I've always been a lot more interested in how people live and how people practice and the kind of things that they do rather than what they believe. And that's a struggle for me in Christianity as a pastor, because people look at Christianity as a religion about belief. There's a whole lot of trappings behind that. And we in Christian practice sometimes treat our religion as a meritocracy, which basically we earn our salvation, or if we are good enough, we get there, or if we don't do this or we don't do that, we don't get to heaven. And I think the balance in Eastern practice has been about how you live your life and how you treat each other. And I don't think that's divorced from Christianity, but we sometimes have this disconnect between the body and the mind. And one of the things that Eastern practice really resonates in my own heart is that it doesn't disconnect our brain and our body in a way that I think sometimes Christianity can do. And I think fundamentally, the message of Jesus was about loving your neighbor, right? And that was it. That was basically loving your neighbor and taking care of those who were lost and lonely and left out. That's what the message of Christ was all about. But we have turned it into kind of this test of belief and this orthodoxy of belief. So I grew up in a pretty conservative home, but at some point my parents really stopped, or I guess I could say rejected, a lot of the conservative orthodoxy of the church. And so they were floundering a bit. I left the church completely and for some strange reason found church when I went to college, which most people lose religion when they go to college. But I found a church that said, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe. We're here to be community and to live in a way not unlike Holden Village, but in a way where we're going to support one another, love one another. When someone's in need, we take care of that need. When somebody's celebrating, we celebrate with them. When someone is in pain or experiencing death, we sit with them. That was the emphasis on community and less so about personal relationship with a higher God or something like that, which made sense. I can do the community piece because I think all of us long for community. I think that's universal. And Holden Village is this really intense, you know, community that I'm sure, spending a week here, you don't see the tension, but I'm sure there's tension at times among the village, but it probably gets worked out in a really powerful way. And there's opportunities to do that. So for me, I think I look at it like I look at it with my relationship with my spouse and my kids. You know, I can tell them I love them all day long, but unless I show them, unless I show up and unless I care for them and unless I spend time with them and show them that I love them, my words are meaningless. Mm-hmm. And so I think that I relate that to religious or spiritual practice. So most people are familiar with Gandhi and what he did and know some of his principles of nonviolence. So Gandhi was heavily influenced by Jainism, which has a sort of strict adherence to nonviolence. And Jainism, oftentimes you'll see strict Jain practitioners carry around a small broom with them to sweep their path as they walk, as to not injure even the smallest of beings, which is pretty powerful. Gandhi learned a lot from Jain philosophy and Jain scholars about nonviolent resistance and about how we treat our neighbors and about how we are with our neighbors, even when someone is seeking to harm us, that we don't respond with violence. And I think sometimes we have, religion over the centuries has found ways to justify violence. But I believe that what Hinduism and Jainism and Buddhism offer is this is a strict adherence to nonviolence and non-harm. And so in that way, it really does emphasize the community. And for one of the probably misconceptions about Buddhism is that it's all about self-actualization. And it's just not. I mean, it's about knowing oneself on a deep and intimate level so then you can go out and become more connected with the universe and more connected with your community. But if you don't know yourself, if you don't love yourself, then you can't possibly do all those other things. I mean, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And part of the reason I think we have such a hard time loving our neighbors in our society today is that we don't know how to love ourselves very well. And we walk around with a lot of shame and a lot of guilt and a lot of anger. And we're projecting all of that onto other people in really harmful ways. And so Eastern practices, particularly Buddhism and its emphasis on meditation, is about sitting with that stuff. Is about recognizing those things. It's about Buddhism has a huge emphasis on just honoring wherever you're at in that moment and not judging it. Not judging it. And I think that to say, today I'm angry, today I feel upset, and understanding that, recognizing it, feeling that, and say, okay, how then am I going to deal with that in my life so that I can go out into the world and be in community in a powerful way? Instead of suppressing that, or instead of pretending it doesn't exist and then projecting it onto somebody else. You know, and I think Buddhism, what it offers to the conversation is this kind of what I call neurotic intentionality. Something I see at Holden Village is that there is this intentionality about each and everything we do. I mean, even especially when you look at things like garbage. It's very intentional what we do with our food and our garbage and our waste and all those things, because it's, in some ways it's necessary, but it calls us into a higher state of awareness of how we are in the world. And I think that for me, and I'm assuming for a lot of people who come for a short time in the village, to go back to regular life, to go back to the worlds that we've created beyond this, you know, unique and in some ways, a utopian little community, it's difficult to then incorporate those practices into our lives because we get busy, because we get distracted, because there's so many ways we can anesthetize ourselves against the pain. And that here, you're with it. You know, if you have a bad day, or if you've got a conflict with somebody in the community, you've got to deal with it.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.